The Business on RTE Radio 1 with AIB. Whatever stage your business is at, there's always time to imagine sustainable, positive change. AIB, for the life you're after.
Well, this week, US President Donald Trump described European leaders as too weak and too woke and said Europe is decaying. This is a further deterioration in relations between the US administration and the European Union, and it stemmed from the publication of the US's National Security Strategy Report during the week. So will the EU bite back, and how will these broadsides by Donald Trump affect the EU's economic policy? Economist John Fitzgerald joins us now in studio. John, certainly relations are becoming more frosty in all of this, but they're also becoming, between the EU and the US, more adversarial. The US is beginning to feel more adversarial.
I don't think Europe will bite back at this stage because of the Ukraine. Basically, the issue is the Ukraine. We all need the Ukraine to be protected, and the US is hemming and hawing on that. So Europe won't do anything and won't say boo to Trump so long as there's a chance that he will continue to support Ukraine. If definitively he takes Putin's side, at that stage the gloves come off and Europe will react very volubly to the United States. So it's a geopolitical question. The economics of this, which is my area, are more complicated.
Complicated because so much of this has got wrapped up with tariffs and with economic policy. And a lot of people would feel that the EU should have played hardball a bit more in relation to the tariffs issue. And they didn't, maybe because of Ukraine.
Oh, it's absolutely clear it's because of the Ukraine that they didn't want to. They need Trump to continue to support the Ukraine to protect all of Europe, because the Ukraine is the barrier between Putin. If Putin will just move on to Finland and Estonia and Latvia and so on. So that's the priority for Europe. So in the end, the deal that's been done has actually suited Ireland. The EU negotiated something that suited Ireland. But my concern is that Europe is US, their policy is crazy from the long-term point of view of the US economy. Sort of ourselves alone, Sinn Féin policy for the US, cutting themselves off from the outside world. Europe were even more dependent on free trade. Doubling down on free trade is the answer, and the rules-based order, and trying to go build a coalition. So Mercosur is vital for Europe.
But one of the things that this document that caused a lot of alarm among European leaders this week was that there was a real shift from the idea that United States, Trump's America, was only going to look inwardly and sort of say, we're not too pushed about what's happening here, there and everywhere. But this document actually talked about cultivating resistance within the bloc. It's actually talking almost like evangelizing Europe to save Europe from itself.
Well, basically, they're supporting the AFD in Germany, the rally that the Front National that was in France, Hungary. So they're supporting right-wing movements in Europe. Europe is different from the United States. There's a welfare system, a redistribution from the rich to the poor across the EU is central to what we do. The US is very different. So attacking through supporting the far right in Europe, in the past, the US didn't get that involved in European politics. So it's unpleasant.
The European Council President Antonio Costa said Europe could not accept the threat to interfere in European politics. Now, he said that, but he didn't really say what he meant by not accepting it. And is there an argument that says, yes, the tone of this document is quite different, but the United States, as with other international powers, have kind of interfered and sought outcomes in countries all over the world, including in Europe, for many years.
Not as explicitly. Like in the 1947 election in Italy, the CIA funded the Christian Democrats. So this isn't new, but they're trying to destabilize Europe as Europe, and that is new. For the last 70 years, the US has been very supportive of Europe as Europe, making a bigger impact on the world. So this destabilization is trying to attack Europe from the inside, which will weaken Europe and, in Trump's world, benefit the US. I don't think it will benefit the US to weaken Europe.
I suppose critics would say that Europe is kind of weakening itself anyway, isn't it?
Well, it's not. There's a problem for Europe in terms of decision making. The fact that Hungary can veto so many things that one country can. Maybe Europe should have a constitutional change, but I don't fancy a referendum here in the near future to get rid of the veto on certain things. But Europe is, that weakens Europe because we've got to reach consensus.
So where does that leave us in the mix in all of this? And we have already seen quite a lot of newspaper articles and publications internationally in the likes of the Wall Street Journal slamming Ireland, saying Ireland has economically peaked and there are all kinds of problems developing here. How do we deal with all of that?
It's difficult for the... First of all, we're small in terms of the US. So trying to pick off Ireland, it's a bit difficult to do it. From our point of view, it is... we need Europe... The danger for us is that Europe turns in on itself and adopts a US-type policy of ourselves alone. We need free trade. And there are, like, last week, there were the EU produced proposals of buy European. That is potentially a disaster from our point of view, because so much of what we produce goes to the outside world and it contains parts that come from the rest of the world. We're part of a very detailed supply chain.
But Europe is gearing up to spend a lot more on defence in Ireland as well, Germany and so forth. And from what you're saying about Ukraine playing a role in Europe's response, when that defence budget delivers something that makes the EU feel more secure, that's when you might see a bigger response to the United States if it's still moving in this direction.
In 10 years' time, if Europe can look after itself in security and doesn't need the US, then if the US goes rogue, Europe can say, get lost.
10 years is a long time, isn't it?
Yeah.
Economist John Fitzgerald, thank you very much for joining us on the programme.